Hello again, everybody. Mitch Gray with a look at sports as we take you into Wednesday. On the local front today, high school playoff action getting busy. Baseball later this week, but you got a lot else going on there as well as far as tennis is concerned. Temple boys are going to be home with Rockmart today. Heard County will travel up to Shannon to take on Model. And the Heard County girls will be at home with our Murchie coming up this afternoon. Looking forward to that. As also Central, the girls are going to be going over to North Oconee to play, and the Carrollton boys home with Decatur. Also, a lot of high school soccer. Carrollton girls off to a good start last night. Their boys are going to be in action this evening at home with Flowery Branch. Villarica heads over to Athens to take on Clark Central. And in AAA, it's going to be Bremen at home against the Raiders of Redan in girls play coming up this evening. Baseball yesterday, UWG, a big winner, at home beat Emmanuel 6-2, spotted him 2 in the top of the first inning and shut him down after that. Wes Booker, the victory out of the bullpen as West Georgia pounded at 10 base hits in the ballgame and got the W yesterday. Brian Dansereau had 3 doubles in the ballgame to lead the West Georgia offense yesterday. Also, Joseph Hill, the freshman shortstop, named Gulf South Conference Freshman of the Week yesterday before the ballgame. The Wolves have Auburn Montgomery in here, a single on Friday, doubleheader coming up on Saturday to end the season. Softball ending the season with 2 Saturday and 1 on Sunday. Coming up, West Georgia women's golf team ended up 2nd at the Gulf South Conference Championship yesterday, and Francesca Brehm also ended up in the top 5, and matter of fact, the 3rd time in a row she has done that, making the all-tournament team as she won the individual championship a couple of years ago. Lane Carter also had a big round for the West Georgia women yesterday. The men ended up finishing 6th in the conference, but really good job by Sam Jones finishing on the all-tournament team, finishing 5th for the West Georgia men. Well, a meet and greet for the new head basketball coach at UWG coming up this afternoon, 4:30 in the Coliseum on the main concourse. It'll be a chance to meet and greet Dave Moore, the new head coach at UWG, coming in after a decade at St. Bonaventure. Moore taking over the West Georgia program. He's already been in town, already been busy at work, meeting and looking at his new players and finding out what's needed on the recruiting trail. So we're coming into that time of year. NBA basketball last night, Milwaukee beat Boston. Philly took down Miami to close out their series. And Golden State took down San Antonio to close out their series. If you missed the Braves last night, a great comeback to tie the ball game, and then it all kind of went away. Cincinnati scores 2 in the 12th to get the win over the Atlanta team last night in Cincinnati. And that's sports, and I'm Mitch Gray.